was a good night for the Miami Dolphins, a 27-3 victory over the Jacksonville Jaguars. It was a 14-3 halftime lead, and that was built mostly on team speed on the defensive side of the football and a Tannehill to Dustin Keller 22-yard touchdown that started off the scoring early in that first quarter. Miami 7-0. They went key plays, Tannehill to Dustin Keller twice in that drive, not only for the touchdown for 22, but another 22-yard completion. Daniel Thomas had a 9-yard run as well, and Marvin McNutt on a slant on 3rd and 4 kept the chains going. Later in the second quarter, it was a Jonas Gray 1-yard touchdown to push the lead to 14-0. That was set up by a Nolan Carroll interception. Key plays on that. Matt Moore went to Brian Timms for a 20-yard completion, and Deion Sims for 7 yards in the red zone. Jacksonville got on the board with a Josh Scobie 23-yard field goal to close out the first half scoring, but then Caleb Sturgis on his birthday, a 58-yard field goal to make the score 17-3 Miami. That was set up by a Will Davis interception, and John Denny was very special tonight on special teams. He had a fumble recovery, and he shielded the would-be punt returner for another fumble recovery by linebacker Michael Clay. Later in the fourth quarter, Sturgis added a 36-yard field goal after an 11-play, 53-yard drive. Key plays on that drive, Chad Bumpus, a 23-yard seam route down the middle from Pat Devlin, and a Deion Sims 8-yarder. Jonas Gray closed out the scoring to make it 27-3 Miami with a 1-yard touchdown. Key play on that, the John Denny fumble recovery. So, guys, the Dolphins won the battle of turnovers, and that's something that head coach Joe Philbin had been preaching from last season, from the end of last year to now. You have to win the battle of turnovers, and tonight, Troy Stratford, they got that done.
No question, and that's a good sign because we did not see the turnovers against the Dallas Cowboys. The Miami Dolphins, they've been paying special attention to this all during the offseason as well in training camp, so it's finally nice to see it transfer over to real game situations. Miami Dolphins, they come up with 4 turnovers, turning it into 10 points, and that's how you win ball games.
You know, turnovers is something that this Miami Dolphin team has been preaching since last year. It's something that they practice every single day. And finally, the ball bounced the Miami Dolphins' way. You get 2 picks with Nolan Carroll. And basically, when you're talking about those picks, and Will Davis had another one, and you're talking about the fumble recovers, that's big for the Miami Dolphins because those balls were normally dropped last year, mm-hmm. or normally we didn't pick up those fumble recovers. So great job by the Miami Dolphin defense. Great job by Will Davis. He's done an excellent job. He's been a star of the preseason so far, and you got to take your hats off to Coach Crowles for all the things that they've been doing and finally resulting in 4 turnovers tonight.
Well, it was also nice to see, guys, that first-team defense get out on the football field, and I don't really care who they were playing against tonight. It looked like they were aggressive. They had an attacking style. It looked like on 3rd down, they had about 8 guys lining up on the line of scrimmage, bailing out, showing blitz, and then coming off the line of scrimmage. Cam Wake was fast off the edge. Danelle Ellerby was sideline to sideline from the middle linebacker spot. Richard Marshall did a nice job. Rashad Jones smelled out a screen play and fed it right to Danelle Ellerby for a big play. I thought they looked fast, guys, and I thought they looked downhill.
You know, I was looking forward to seeing this defense as a unit, all of them on the field at one time, being aggressive up front, very good coverage in the secondary, and we saw that tonight. That first unit, they were out there for 3 series. They got their job done. They did not allow Jacksonville really any life whatsoever. That was pretty impressive to see. I am like you, John. I don't care about the opponent. You take care of business that you have to take care of, and that's what the Miami Dolphins first-team defense did tonight.
I think that's something that we all wanted to see. We all wanted to see our defense come out aggressive. And when you have Jarek Audrick and you have Ellersby back in the middle, manning that middle, and our corners play really well, I mean, when you're pushing the pocket and you're covering well, those things result in interceptions and turnovers, and that's something that the Miami Dolphin defense did great tonight.
We got to see the team speed on defense, and we got to see Ryan Tannehill hook up with his big tight end, Dustin Keller, twice for 46 yards, a long of 24, and a touchdown of 22. That was nice to see.